Welcome to the Food for Your Soul podcast, where we apply the Word of God to the hearts of men and women to stoke the fires of your delight in Christ.
So what are the causes of anxiety? They're all in the heart. Number one, having treasure on earth. Number two, having a low view of God. Number three, having a low view of how much God treasures His saints, His children. Number four, having a low view of the kingdom so that you're running for the Gatorade and you're not focused on the kingdom. And number five, having a high view of self, relying on your own resources for the solution to your problems and then getting stressed out because you don't have any resources. Those are the first five. Now look at Matthew 6, verse 34, and we'll get to number six here. Verse 34, therefore do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. So if you're worried about something that might happen tomorrow, what are you doing? What you're doing is you're borrowing tomorrow's pain and choosing to suffer it right now. And worrying about the future is probably the most irrational thing we ever do, because what is worry? It's anxiety over the fact that I might have to suffer in the future. But worry is itself suffering. So if I'm so concerned about future suffering, why am I inflicting extra suffering on myself right now? If the future suffering is going to be so bad, why am I choosing to suffer it ahead of time? Voluntarily. Even though that doesn't help prevent the future suffering. In fact, it just renders me unfit to deal with the future suffering when it does happen, if it does happen. The worrier is, in essence, looking at all of today's trouble and all of today's suffering and saying, it's not enough. I got to have more. Give me tomorrow's suffering and today's suffering. I got to have it all right now. Worry is trouble greed. I'm not satisfied with today's trouble. I got to have more. Give me more. Give me tomorrow's too. And Jesus said, no, you have enough suffering right now. You can't have any more. You have to wait till tomorrow to have tomorrow's suffering. You say, well, can I have anything from tomorrow? Yeah, sure. There is something tomorrow that you are allowed to have right now. Tomorrow's pain is off limits, but God has actually granted you full, unrestricted access to tomorrow's joy. Do you know that? You're not permitted to jump the gun and run ahead and go into tomorrow's pain. But you are allowed to sneak ahead into the future and jump the gun on enjoying the wonderful things that God has promised He will do in the future. You can enjoy that now. The biblical word for that is hope. Hope. That's what hope is. Hope is the exact opposite of worry. Worry is when you feel tomorrow's pain today because of tomorrow's hardship. Hope is when you actually feel happiness now because of something you know is wonderful is going to happen tomorrow. That's what hope is. Hope isn't just wishing something will happen. Hope is actually feeling happy because of some future thing. Borrowing tomorrow's joy today. Suffering tomorrow's pain ahead of time is forbidden, but we are allowed to take as much enjoyment as we like from tomorrow, just so long as our hope is not in anything else but the Lord. So tomorrow's pain is off limits, but tomorrow's pleasure is fair game. Worry harms you spiritually and makes you less godly. Hope improves you spiritually and makes you more godly. And so the enemy will work hard to get you to live a tomorrow-centered or yesterday-centered life. Anything but a today-centered life. He knows God's grace is today. It's for today. It's like the manna. It's provided just for today and only for today. And he knows that. He knows that God is present for you today. So the enemy knows that. Satan knows that. And so he'll do everything he can to get you to live a tomorrow-centered life so that he can destroy you. By pushing you into pain that you don't have the grace to deal with. When people get to the end of their rope and plunge into depression, most of the time it's because of the pain they anticipate coming tomorrow. They look into the future and it looks black. If all they had to deal with was just today's pain, they could probably handle it. But most of the suffering that we endure in this life is actually borrowed from tomorrow, which is foolish because, number one, it might not happen. Number two, if it does happen, then you'll have to suffer it twice instead of once. And number three, the suffering of worry is actually more painful than going through the event itself. Anticipation of the suffering is always worse than the actual suffering. And worry doesn't even work. It doesn't even work. It doesn't accomplish anything. You know the old joke about the guy that says, don't tell me worrying doesn't work. All the stuff I worry about never even happens. You know, that joke and Jesus' words here basically making the same point. Whatever's going to happen is going to happen, whether you worry about it or you don't worry about it. There are some people, I think, in this room who would probably have to admit that the hardest thing you've ever had to face never happened. And the only reason you end up having to face it because you chose to face it through worry, because you thought it was going to happen. And so you worried about it. And so you ended up facing something that God never even planned for you to face. It wasn't part of His requirement for your life for you to face that thing. So here's how this works. You've got some huge problem facing you coming up tomorrow, next week, next month, whatever. It's massive. It's massive. You can't ignore it. You don't have the option of saying, oh, God didn't call me to deal with this. I'll just walk away. It's not one of those kind of problems. It's something you have to deal with. It's on your plate. It's your responsibility. You have no idea how to solve this problem. You have no idea what to do. Okay. Just take a minute and ask yourself, what portion of this problem belongs in today? And what portion doesn't? Does God expect you to solve the whole thing right now, today? You say, no, I couldn't do it. It's impossible. Fine. Okay, then not all of it belongs in today. Just whatever you can take care of today belongs in today. If you say, oh, yeah, God does expect me to do it today, then just do it today. Then you have enough grace. You'll know you'll have enough grace to do it today. But if not, then it's something you know you have to deal with over a period of time. Then just ask yourself, what part of it belongs in this period of time between now and bedtime tonight? Just focus on that. That's all God requires of you. That's it. You might not even wake up. You might not even make it through the night. You don't know. The rest of the problem is off limits for today. And when you do that, it's amazing how small today's portion usually ends up being. And guess what? You have all the resources you need for that portion today. And if you're really burdened and you're really struggling, you can apply that same principle to hours instead of days. What portion of this problem does God want me to deal with between right now and 60 minutes from now? That's all God requires of you in this hour. Nothing more. And you will find that you do have the resources to make it through these 60 minutes. If something later in the day needs some attention right now, then some planning, some preparation, then that part belongs in this hour. But if not, then you leave it in the future where it belongs, because each hour has enough trouble of its own, just like each day has enough trouble of its own. And then he goes on to say, and I love this statement, tomorrow will worry about itself. Now, how does a day worry? Obviously, what he means here is the one in charge of tomorrow will worry about tomorrow. Which is whom? God will worry about tomorrow. One of the reasons it's so foolish to venture off into the future is because the Lord goes ahead of you. He's just like, you know how he went ahead of the Jews in the desert, in the wilderness? Deuteronomy 1:32, it says, you did not trust in the Lord your God who went ahead of you on your journey. The Lord went out ahead of them and paved the way for them. He traveled out in front of them, getting the way ready for them in the desert, providing for them. And when they got to the Jordan River and they're about to cross over into the promised land, and they saw the giants in the land and all that, they're afraid to cross because they didn't think the Lord would take care of them. And so in Deuteronomy 31:3, it says, the Lord your God himself will cross over ahead of you, and he will destroy these nations before you, and you will take possession of the land. So he says, don't worry. I'm just going to be right out in front of you, and I'll just plow a path for you, and you'll be just fine. If you follow along behind me, by the time you get there, then you'll find I've already been there, and I'll create a situation where you will be able to prevail. God makes that same promise to us. He's out there traveling about a day's journey ahead of you, preparing a way for you, supplying grace for you, or orchestrating circumstances for you. Before anything in the future arrives, it has to meet up with God before it gets to you. When you wake up tomorrow morning, God's grace will have already been there. God will be there waiting for you. But you don't have that grace yet right now. You don't have tomorrow's grace. Again, it's like the manna. It's supplied for a day at a time. Remember when we studied the Lord's Prayer? Jesus said, give us this day our daily bread. He permitted us to pray for daily bread. He did not permit us to pray for annual bread. Weekly bread, monthly bread, just daily bread. God supplies what you need for today, not for tomorrow. Grace for tomorrow won't arrive till tomorrow. His mercies are new every morning. So, as long as you follow along behind God at His pace, which is about 24 hours per day, that's His pace, then you'll be fine. But if you use your powers of worry to transport yourself into the future ahead of God's pace, where He has not already gone ahead of you and paved the way, then you will find yourself in trouble that you don't have the resources to deal with. God is moving at just the right speed. Stay behind Him where it's safe. God gave us a massive task, but He divided it up into very manageable little portions and set up a schedule for us to chip away at those little portions called days. And if we stick to that schedule, we'll be fine. Days are just right. They're just right. If you read the fine print at the bottom of a day, you know what it says? It says 100% of the DRDA of trouble. Remember when you used to be on the cereal box? I don't know if it's still there on the side of the cereal box. It says it talks about the U.S. recommended daily allowance of each vitamin and all that. And it has, 60% of U.S. RDA of riboflavin or something. What Jesus is telling us here is each day is a serving size that contains 100% of the divine recommended daily allowance of trouble. It's just right. You won't be able to handle tomorrow's pain today. I mean, just think about it. Pick the easiest thing in your life, the easiest task. If you add it all up over the course of your whole life, it's overwhelming. Absolutely overwhelming. For example, take all the pillows that you will have to lift in your lifetime and add them all up. If you're the type who makes your bed every day, you add that all up, it would crush you. Trust me, I did the math. You make your bed every day. That adds up to about 6 tons of pillow lifting over the course of a lifetime. That's overwhelming. Who can lift 6 tons of pillows? You add up all the steps that you will take over the course of your lifetime, and you calculate how far God is requiring you to travel on foot in your lifetime. Your jaw will hit the floor. Even TV. I heard a report this week that the average man will spend 11 years watching TV in his lifetime. 11 full years, equivalent of 365 days a year, 24 hours a day for 11 full years sitting watching TV. That is overwhelming to even think about. If God required to eat all your whole lifetime consumption of ice cream in one day, you'd die. So I just give you the point of all that is just submit to God's serving sizes of trouble. Don't go over the divine recommended daily allowance of trouble in a single day. Because that serving size has been carefully weighed by our Creator. It's the perfect size for us. But when we rebel against that serving size and become greedy for future suffering today, we're resisting God's schedule.
Are there some painful, agonizing things that you faced through worry that never even happened? Can you think of some examples in your life of something you lived through and God never even intended for you to live through it, never intended for you to face it, never gave you the grace required to handle it, but you had to deal with it through worry? If you can think of some examples of that, Now try to think of some things you're worried about now, or that you're likely to be worried about soon, and put them in the same light. I recently heard of someone who has a habit of, on the same day every year, she writes her answer to several questions in a journal. Once a year she does this, and one of the questions is, what am I most worried about? And she said she's amazed when she goes back through years past how she answered that question. The thing she was most worried about most years have been things that, as things played out, turned out to be not very big in her life, or they didn't materialize at all. So that might not be a bad practice for you if you're a worrier to just do that once. Maybe you could even start doing it once a month. What am I most worried about? First day of each month, or the first day of the year, on your birthday, or whatever it is. So you can gain a bigger perspective and understand that God put you in the present for a reason. It's because that's where he wants you to be. You're always, always, always trapped in the present. Have you ever noticed that? You're never in the past, you're never in the future. And when you start to feel overwhelmed about anything, just remind yourself, all I have to do is deal with what's on my plate right now. The only thing I have to worry about today is today. I don't have to bear the weight of the next 10 years of this problem. And when it's such an overwhelming thing that you can't even imagine getting through the day, think in terms of hours. All God requires of me right now is this hour. I just have to get through this hour. Next hour will worry about itself. Maybe I don't have the grace I need for the next 2 hours, but that's okay, because after this hour, God will give me more grace and I'll be able to handle the next one. It's really remarkable when you stop and think about how light the load is of just this hour, just this day. It's really not that much that you have to carry. It's not that much you have to accomplish today, or this hour, or this afternoon, or evening, or tonight, whatever. The load on you at any given moment is very, very small if you're willing to let God handle the future load until you get there. So that's one godliness training exercise. Make that list of times when you needlessly suffered through worry and put your current worry into that same context. Another good exercise is to come up with some way of reminding yourself that God is going ahead of you. That big scary meeting you have next Thursday, or that problem you're going to have to deal with your kids or at work, God's already up the road ahead of you dealing with that, putting it through his filter, making sure it's going to be just what you need and nothing more, nothing less, nothing different. He's going to tailor make it for his designs for your life, and then he's going to give you the grace between now and then. So when you get there, you'll be able to handle it. And you'll find that the load on that day isn't really that much heavier than it is right now, as you just take an hour at a time. And then third, live in hope. Instead of being greedy for tomorrow's trouble, be greedy for tomorrow's joy. That's what God designed for you to have in advance. Joy. Tomorrow's joy. Next week's joy. Next year's joy. God is creative. He's generous. He's kind. He's loving. His mercies are new every morning, and they will be for all eternity. He's got so much more for you. All your best days are still ahead of you. Stop wallowing in self-pity about what might happen tomorrow that's painful, and start wondering about what wonderful things God has for you to stimulate joy in your heart, and allow that joy to penetrate your heart even now.
Thank you for listening. We pray these principles from the Word of God are helping you find the peace of God as you draw nearer to the God of peace. Maybe there's someone in your network who would enjoy these podcasts. You never know how posting a link on Facebook might change someone's day or their whole life. Please remember to pray for this ministry, and remember that we're a crowd-funded ministry, so every gift helps. Just go to treasuringgod.com. Until next time, rejoice in the Lord always, and set your mind on things above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God.